Hello there. This is Lily Girl's first podcast. She wants to talk about Minecraft.
Here you go, baby.
So, Madison's from a different world, and they're trying to save the overworld, which is Minecraft, from a giant zombie attack from Madison's sister, Viperman 555.
Okay, wait. What's the overworld?
The overworld is a Minecraft world.
Okay, and are they in the overworld?
Madison is not in the overworld. She's in the real world, and Stevie is in the overworld.
Oh, okay, so Stevie is the Minecraft character, and he's in the overworld.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then the other world, what are we calling that one, the real world?
Yes, it's Earth.
It's Earth.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very cool. So, what's going on next?
Well, then, Destiny's cousin goes into the portal into Minecraft, for then he can send a lot of zombies out, and it got his dad into a zombie, and all the villagers into a zombie.
Well, that sounds kind of crazy. How did he do that?
By just going back in through the portals and setting everything, like spawn zombies, and then like make it to nighttime forever, for then all the mobs will come out.
Oh, okay, so the dragon dude, he went into the overworld through a portal, and he saw what was in there, and then he came out of the portal to the real world, and he set up something on his computer, like a program, and he turned everybody into zombies. Is that what he did?
No.
No?
He unleashed zombies. So what he did was he spawned zombies in the world, in the real world. No, he spawned zombies in the overworld and then opened the portal to the real world for it could go in both worlds and both worlds could get destroyed.
Cool. So, if he essentially unleashed a bunch of zombies, they turned everyone into zombies after they bit them? Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But some of them died.
Oh, I'm sorry. That always stinks. So what happens next? How did Steve respond?
Steve is Stevie's dad.
Oh, and who's the hero in the story? It's Madison?
It's Stevie.
Well, who's the little girl that helps Stevie?
She's the one who's like a helper of him. Not like some, like he. She helps.
Like, oh, okay, but Steve is the main guy.
Yes.
Okay, so what happens after everyone turns into zombies?
Well, then he lines them up in straight lines, and Stevie's dad is at the is in the front. Like four or five or three straight lines, and then they come attacking to the treehouse. Stevie builds a tree.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So the bad guy now has control over the zombies?
Yes.
But zombies are brainless. How is he controlling a zombie if it's brainless?
He goes back into the portals he can be in the zombies.
Oh my gosh, that is insane. Right. Okay, so we know that he can control zombies, and we know that he wants to take over the overworld. What yes. happens next, baby?
And then he has his cousin coming over.
Okay, who's his cousin?
Alex.
Oh, Steve's cousin is Alex?
Uh-huh.
And what do they do? What happens?
So, Steve had a really weird dream that he was going to face his most dangerous opponent, but he didn't know who it was.
What? It's crazy.
Yeah, he didn't know who it was. And then, so Alexandra is like his aunt. And then Alex is the cousin, and she has this weird music disc that's broke. Steve and Alexandra think that it's broken. And she brings it everywhere because they were both in their dream that it said, look behind you. And it was really Hero Brian talking through the thing. They had really weird Hero Brian dreams.
Oh, no. Okay, so after the dream, and after it's Vampire Dragon, is that his name?
Yes.
Okay, so after Vampire Dragon invades the overworld and he creates an army of zombies that he controls through mind control, and Stevie stands up to him, is that right?
Yes, so okay. What they do is Madison goes back into Earth, and she controls the zombies, and he And so everybody turned back to normal while they were fighting the zombies. Viperman accidentally hit a zombie, and then all the zombies went for him, and then he died.
Oh, well, that's rough. All right, so that's the end of the story?
No.
No? What happens next?
There's more.
Okay, tell me more.
So after that, Stevie went into Madison's world, Earth, and then he called their fingers, like, squid tentacles, because they don't have any fingers in Minecraft.
Okay.
And they had, like, these weird electronics and computers, and everybody was, they couldn't make swords that easily as they could. And then the dad's been teaching him how to brew potions. So whenever there were still zombies, the dad taught him how to brew potions. So they put a weakness potion and a golden apple and made them turn back into regular villagers.
Oh, okay. So the story ends with everybody getting a golden apple. Is that right?
Golden apple and a weakness potion, Madison and Destiny. With Destiny's choice, 1, 2, 3, they think she's a bad guy because she got bit and a vampire dragon is technically her cousin.
Well, I sure hope she gets a golden apple as well.
They gave her a golden apple, but they didn't think that they could trust her.
I understand. If she did something that was wrong by them, it's hard to gain back that trust.
And then also, she was helping her cousin destroy it.
Oh, she helped the cousin. Okay. Well, I think that has to be the end of our episode for today, Lily Girl.
Okay, bye-bye.
Maybe we'll tune in tomorrow so we can talk about the next one.
Bye.